There's so much to get into today. The 2024 Tennessee football season officially kicking off with its media day. We spoke to a number of players like Nico Iamaleava, Squirrel White, Dylan Sampson, Amari Thomas, and so much more. But regardless of the position group, this is a team that is eager to get out onto the field to put their hard work to the test. And leading that sentiment is, of course, Coach Josh Heupel, who says, regardless of the speed bumps that the program inherited when they took over the program, they are very excited about the direction of this team. Let's get into it. I'm Paige Dower. This is The Field Pass. Nico Iamaleava is gearing up for his first season as a full-time starter. A season ago, his lone start came in the Citrus Bowl against Iowa, where the team went on to defeat Iowa to the tune of 35-0. And it was in that lone start that Nico completed 12 of his 19 passes for 151 yards and a score. And it's since that outing that his teammates and coaches have continued to sing his praises when it comes to his mental development, his IQ, his ability to get through his read progressions. And Coach Josh Heupel reemphasized that same sentiment on Tuesday, saying that Nico has great command of the offense.
I thought during the bowl game, for him to take it from the practice field to the game, for the game, it really to slow down for him during the course of the game. He had great command during that. I think that speaks volume about him as a player and understanding what we're doing. He's been very urgent, worked hard, understanding, you know, what we're doing offensively, defensive schemes, the ability to control everything from the run game to protections to checks that we have inside of our offense. He's got a great understanding of that. He's a young player. He's got one start underneath him. We expect him to play at a really high level right from the jump. But there's going to be a growth and maturation for him as a player inside of what we're doing as well.
And while the expectations seem to be sky high for the sophomore quarterback, it appears that not only the quarterback himself, but the coaching staff and the team have this real sense of belief that Nico not only will meet those expectations, but has a real chance to exceed those expectations. And we base that off strictly on Nico's work ethic. Joey Halsley, the offensive coordinator, talked to the media on Tuesday and said it was actually after the Citrus Bowl that even despite Nico winning MVP type awards from his performance, that the second he got back to Rocky Top, he was eyes deep in the playbook. He really wanted to learn the intricacies of the playbook. He wanted to understand the whys for when they're making certain play calls. He wants to understand the system in the playbook inside and out, and that has given him immense confidence when it comes to being out on the field, getting through his reads, and it's actually his mental game that's been able to give him the confidence that he has now.
Like, that's fun to coach because you don't have to worry about trying to keep a guy humble. That's just who he is. And he came in, like, as soon as they were back, all right, I want to watch it. How do I get better? How do I do this? He's been working with our assistant coaches as far as understanding, all right, what calls are the centers making on these runs versus these looks versus these fronts so I can put my eyes in the right spot to be able to make my RPO game what it needs to be. Like, he has absolutely attacked the knowledge side of this, which is not something that we forced him to do, which is why it's really exciting moving forward that he's got that kind of appetite for wanting to learn what this game is.
So I asked Nico, I'm like, where does that hunger come from that even in that one start, you believe that you can do more, despite it being a 35-0 win, despite winning the MVP, he still wants to do more. And a lot of that came with his connection with his wide receivers.
I think watching back on that bowl game again, you know, a couple shots I missed, you know, just not seeing the field right as I should have been. And I think that's going to help me, you know, in this future games with experience. So I think I definitely needed that bowl game. And yeah, I think that's where it comes from, just watching that bowl game over and seeing what I missed.
And as his mental game continues to get stronger and he becomes a mentally tough player for Tennessee, he actually revealed that he enjoys road games more than he enjoys the home games. He says, not taking a shot at Vol fans, he loves playing inside Neyland Stadium, but when he's maybe searching for that competitive edge, he says he finds it best in those road games.
I definitely love road games more than home games. I don't want to upset, you know, our Neyland fans. I love playing in Neyland Stadium, but I feel like, you know, away games, I just feel like all the odds are against you. Gives you a little bit more, you know, that feeling that you get. Yeah, you could say focus. I think there's plenty of other words that you can use, but going on the road is something I've always loved to do since a young age. So.
So how excited are you for Oklahoma then to open conference play?
Yeah, I'm excited. Yes, ma'am, I'm excited.
Now, if you want to hear more from Nico, you can actually go back to the homepage under the bonus section, and there's about a 7-8 minute clip from Nico's media day at Tennessee Today, so you can definitely listen to more of that. But what I love the most is him talking about loving road games. He obviously only has one start, and it was in a road game in Orlando against Iowa, but he, of course, was here last season. He was an early enrollee. He has seen great road games and how the quarterbacks and Hendon Hooker and Joe Milton have definitely handled those environments. But when it comes to handling environments, there's actually one environment that might be the toughest for him to handle, and it actually comes to their locker room, where a lot of trash talk ends up happening, and it's the defense, whether it's the defensive line or the DBs, kind of giving Nico all he can handle.
When you have a quarterback like Nico, who's a guy who makes plays, a playmaker, does everything in the pocket, just being a good quarterback, it allows us to just to continue to grow as a defensive line playing against someone like that in practice. You know, we talk and get in the locker room, we talk to Nico, let him know, we come after him, all that. But it's all just fun, just we all trying to grow, get to where we need to go and be the best that we can be.
It's great, man. I just, you know, when they say stuff like that, it gets my competitive spirit up. So even the DBs will talk a little bit, Ricky will talk, so it definitely just gets my competitive spirit going.
Well, I think it just helps us compete a little bit more, knowing that, like, hey, you talking a little trash after he win a little rep. I don't want him to talk. Hey, as soon as he win, I just know he coming, so I can't let that happen. So I just think it just helps our competition, helps our bond as a team. So that's about it.
Okay, well, that really highlights that there's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball for the team to not even jokingly try to keep score to give them an added edge going into maybe next practice. So it's definitely a lighthearted, encouraging side to that fun trash talk that happens between Nico and the defense. But another area where there is a lot of excitement happening, where there's a lot of talent, is in the wide receiver room, where Coach Josh Heupel says it's the deepest room he's had in his time at Tennessee. And I think when you just look at it from a number standpoint, it makes clear sense. You've got Squirrel White, Brew McCoy, Dante Thornton, Chaz Nimrod, Chris Brazel, and Caleb Webb, and I could go on and on and on. But I want us right now to zero in on Brew McCoy, who has been searching for a breakout year with Tennessee since coming here in 2022. Of course, in that season, it's Jalin Hyatt having the breakout season, ending up winning the Biletnikoff Award as the best receiver in college football that season. And then tragically and unfortunately, last season, he snaps his ankle seemingly in half against South Carolina in September. And it's now nearly been a year, and Joey Hosley describes Brew McCoy as an absolute animal, the way that he has worked during rehab to get him back to the point that he's at now. And where is he now? Well, apparently it sounds like he's way ahead of schedule. They're actually having to reel him back in so that he doesn't burn himself heading into the regular season. But he describes that his work ethic has actually allowed him to be ahead of his recovery process, which is only great news for Tennessee and its ball fans.
The fact that that kid is out there running full speed and making cuts and making catches and didn't gain a bunch of weight, and Kai still looks like a superhero when he walks around out here. It's like, this guy is absolutely insane the way he went through that. It was like, all right, what's my job? What am I supposed to do when I can't run right now? And he did that. And the training staff was actually saying, hey, bro, we got to pull you back a little bit. Like, he's pushing it over and over and over to try to get there as quickly as possible. The guy's just an absolute animal in every aspect of whether it's strength training, conditioning, his rehab, his football knowledge. Like, he just attacks it all the same way, which is why he's made this comeback so quickly, which I don't know if everyone thought he was going to be able to, but it's special to watch.
And while the conversation around Brew McCoy inevitably always comes to his speed, he's actually a very physical wide receiver. A number of times last year, coming up with clutch blocks for Tennessee. So he gives the Vols much needed speed and power, and he has the size that they need to continue to have success inside the SEC. But another player that it kind of surprised me when I'll just mention it. It was Squirrel White. When I went over to him and I asked him, you know, where do you think you made the most improvement from the Citrus Bowl game till now? And surprisingly, at least to me, his answer was actually his physicality. And that actually is one downside that the wide receiver has when, you know, scouts are evaluating players, that he is kind of that undersized wide receiver. He's out in the perimeter. You don't have much room to work with. You're up against the sideline. So to hear Squirrel White talk about his strength and his ability to win one-on-one matchups is incredibly encouraging for that wide receiver unit heading into the 2024 season. And this is Squirrel simply elaborating on where he thinks he's made that improvement.
My blocking game, I feel like last season I didn't do a very good job of blocking, but this spring I hold in on trying to block very good and stuff like that, and on the run game. And so I think that's what I've improved on. I feel like I develop a lot of, DB get his hands on me, I'm able to like chop down, get away from him, and like kind of use my flipper to get, like, separate myself from him.
So as he's using his flipper to maybe get a little bit of space between him and the defender, it's that growth there that's allowed him to have a really great connection on the deep routes with Nico.
Oh, yeah, I feel like it's great. The timing is well. You know where I'm going to be at. I know where he's going to put the ball at. So, like, yeah.
And I'm sure that has to be music to Vol fans' ears to know that there might be more chunk plays for Tennessee's offense this upcoming season. And it's actually that aspect of the offense that Nico wanted to work on most since the Citrus Bowl. He says, yeah, he did well offensively. He made the passes he was supposed to, but he wanted those passes to be longer. His deep ball, or his longest ball against Iowa, was only 27 yards. So we'll see how much more growth the team and he is able to make in that department specifically. But these are just two kind of position groups that I wanted to touch on today because they had quite interesting things to say. But actually, practice starts Wednesday morning, so we'll get some behind-the-scenes look at the team and their warm-ups and practicing, and then we'll hear from select coaches and players following that morning practice as well. So I'll have another game recap, or practice recap rather, on Wednesday afternoon. So make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on that content. So we'll have so much more coming up later this week now that practice is officially kicking off for Tennessee football. I'll chat with you guys then.